Jordan Love played yesterday. He threw the ball 55 times because he had to. They were down 28-0 in the first half. They damn near played their way back into that thing, though. The Vikings were up 28-0, like you heard. They won 31-29.
Yeah.
So they hung on and won that football game. They'll play again. That'll be fun when they get back together. The Steelers have lost. The Steelers have lost a football game. They are no longer undefeated. Didn't expect the loss to come at the hands of this guy, but it did. And here's a very old Joe Flacco talking about his personality after the game.
You know, I think my personality probably lends itself decent to this type of situation because, yeah, it's like don't overthink it, don't overdo it. It's just a game of football. Go out there, if the guy's open, throw it to him and hit him. You know, just keep it simple.
It is. It's very simple. They won.
if you're talented enough to do it.
Anthony Richardson goes out, hurt his hip again or something like that.
He was actually playing pretty good.
So he's playing all right. Justin Fields played pretty good too.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they had the quarterback center exchange problem and everything. He said
a couple fumbles
and everything, but I thought he played pretty good. Then they had the unfortunate George Pickens, I mean, just doing too much. We're doing too much. Ball pops out. But yeah, Flacco old as hell. He said Flacco said that he's 8 days older than Anthony Richardson's mama.
Anthony Richardson, the starting quarterback.
Yes, the starting quarterback.
The guy who he backs
up.
He's 8 days older than his mom.
That's what he said.
God, that's funny.
That's funny as hell. that is funny, man. But
Anthony Richardson, I know the second one, he was hurt, so he was just trying to protect himself.
Mm.
Minka could have killed him if he wanted to. I'm glad he didn't.
Yes. Minka could have broken him in half.
He could have
broken
him in
half.
Ended his season.
Yeah, man. But, typical type thing.
The Jets lost a game to the Broncos in which Bo Nix passed for 60 yards.
Yes. It was
At one point during the game, Bo Nix had negative passing yards.
Yes. It was raggedy up there in MetLife. It was raining and everything. But, yeah. Like, Aaron Rodgers can't get a touchdown?
I guess they're not going to have to wonder how to deal with success this week.
No, they're not. I wonder what's going to be the excuse this week. I'm telling you, him and Robert Saleh, I bet there have been some hell of a screaming matches at each other.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I bet.
But Aaron doesn't really scream anymore. He kind of just, like, condescends.
It makes you want to punch him in the damn face.
He just talks to you like he's smarter than you.
Yeah, make you want to punch him in his face.
God.
Okay.
I'm thinking because I do want to punch him in the face.
Yeah.
Is he number one on the punchable face list right now in sports? Like active players.
Active player, probably. Him.
Sean Payton.
Sean Payton's always going to be there.
He's always there.
Sean Payton's always going to
be
there.
They were in the same building yesterday. That's a punchable face matchup right there.
Beat up face and everything.
But Sirianni's got a punchable face too, though.
I just don't understand that, dude. Like, he just, I don't know.
Every time I say Sirianni, my phone thinks I say Siri.
Oh, really? Yeah,
Quit listening to me.
I don't understand it, dog. I really don't, man. I don't understand it.
The Bengals beat the Panthers.
What a play by Ja'Marr Chase.
Ja'Marr Chase is incredible.
What a play.
That offense is really good. That defense is really bad in Cincinnati, though. But they weren't as bad as 0-3. They played okay in a couple of those games. I still think they're going to be okay.
Their defense is bad.
Yeah, their defense is really bad. The Jaguars are 0-4.
Yeah, I thought
that might actually be the first coach that gets fired.
I thought they had it yesterday, too, man. I thought Trevor just makes the easy look so difficult.
He does. He used to make the difficult look so easy. He just overthrows everybody.
He makes it look so
hard. You think he's hurt?
I don't know, but he makes the routine play look so damn hard.
He looks totally off right now, which, you know, they're not going to win very many games if that's the case. Nico Collins, by the way, huge day, 150 yards receiving and a touchdown.
Yeah, man, he's cold-blooded.
He's good.
He's cold-blooded.
Speaking of cold-blooded, Jaden Daniels.
He's pretty good.
I think he's just the real deal.
He's pretty good.
Like, they beat the Cardinals yesterday 42-14. He's 26 of 30? He's completing 82% of his passes in his first four games as a pro.
Pretty good.
He's the real deal, man. Pretty cool for Washington. It's been a while.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is that he's got to stay healthy. I think that's everybody's thought process with him, is him staying healthy because of his frame and all those other things. He's got to, you know, continue to get better. Because the thing about it is, it's going to be growing pains. It's going to be some bumps. He's still a rookie. Mm-hmm. He's still a rookie and everything. They're playing good around the running the football with Cliff's running the football.
Yeah, that's the best.
And I think that's the best part about it. They got a hell of a run game. That always will help a young quarterback. And he got him a legit receiver, too, in Terry.
Yeah, so. And he's finding him now, too, because they got off to a little bit of a bumpy start the first couple weeks. 49ers always find a way. I mean, everybody's hurt, but Patriots are terrible.
They are
I mean,
awful.
That's just a bad
They are awful.
Team,
Debo was back. Kittle's great play, right? Like Moss, like three dudes with a touchdown. Mm-hmm. Purdy's playing pretty good, actually.
Yeah, so's Mason.
Yeah,
Jordan Mason, man.
He's playing pretty.
He's filling in perfect.
It just irritates you because they're running back in that system.
Yeah,
just gets busy.
Yeah, it always happens.
Yep.
The Raiders and the Browns played just a horrible football game.
Another crappy ass call.
Just a horrible football game.
Another crappy call, Deshaun. That was a touchdown. Deshaun hit him, and then they called that holding. It was awful. I saw him yelling, who the hell was Jameis going after on the sideline? I mean, just an awful game. The Raiders lost. They didn't have their two best players. And the Browns still lost. Mm-hmm. Lost.
Yeah, the Browns are bad, man.
Yeah, man.
They're 1-3.
They're freaking awesome. And then friendly fire. Damn it. Damn, Patrick Mahomes takes out his number one wide receiver.
Oh, I know.
Just brutal.
Yeah, it looks like Rashee Rice is going to be out for the remainder of the year. ACL, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
that was brutal.
And yet and still,
they won.
Chiefs didn't play very well, but they won. They're 4-0. They win 17-10 over the Chargers. Kelsey's all right, I guess.
Yeah.
7 catches, 90 yards, looked fine, so I guess all the overreaction.
It is.
And then also Rice being off the field, you kind of got to go to him. And then honestly, probably the best performance of the week was the Ravens last night. Like, Henry, they figured him out.
Second play of the game. This dude is 6'4", 260 pounds.
Yeah.
And ran eight and had an 87-yard touchdown.
And he's been doing it to these – I mean, he did it – obviously, you saw the high school tape back in the day, and it's like, well, that's a freak.
Yes.
And then he went to Alabama, and it's like, well, all right, that's crazy.
With the angles on him.
And he's been doing it in the NFL for like a decade.
Yes.
He's 30, and he's still doing it.
Yeah. Lamar Jackson went 12 or 15 or something like that, threw two touchdowns and ran one.
Yeah.
Like
– fine.
All right.
Yeah, that's nice. Again, it took them a little bit of time to figure out exactly how to use him and incorporate him into what they wanted to do run game-wise. They figured it out. 35-10 last night against the Bills. Those teams will – I feel like that's a rematch. Those teams are still quite good.
Yeah, man.
But
everybody said – who's there? Oh, my man, J-Dub said it was electric up in there.
Great.
I love it, man.
That's exactly what you want to hear. And then two games tonight. Yeah. Kind of a doubleheader. They overlap. Don't really probably need to watch that much of the Titans and the Dolphins unless you have like a cousin that plays for one of them. Yeah. And then the Seahawks and the Lions should be pretty damn good, actually. Seahawks is sneaky 3-0, and the Lions are a good football team.
Yeah.
In Detroit?
In Detroit, yeah. That should be a good one right there, man. But
I think the Lions will beat them.
You do?
Yeah. I don't think the Seahawks are that good.
I don't think the Lions are playing at their potential yet.
They're not.
They're not. I just don't think they are.
They're not. But I think the Seahawks have been very fortunate.
I think
with their
defense
schedule.
In Seattle.
Their defense
legit,
is pretty good. Their defense is pretty good. It's hard to say. I mean, they played the Dolphins last week.
Yeah.
Post Tua.